Joining me on the line right now is a Hamiltonian, a singer-songwriter. I don't know. A little bit of an iconic figure here, I guess, for the music that that she's done with other people, but also from the charitableness of her heart. 10 years ago, with two friends, Lisa Wynn and Janine Stahl, they started the Lady Bird Sanctuary, and the 10-year anniversary is coming up. Now, what do you do on a 10-year anniversary? Well, you try to make the dreams come true that you've always wanted to do. And they're going to do that on December 1st. It's a show that's happening online, and it's Help Build the Farm, a virtual concert event, because finally they're realizing the dream of starting something to further help animals. Melissa, thank you for taking the time out to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that that you were able to do this. I know that you're a very busy person, but when I first found out about this concert that was coming up, I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, yeah, I'm finding it's a lot easier to gather a group of incredible artists when we're all kind of stuck at home.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah.
So everybody's going to be performing from home, which, you know, is a lot easier than asking them to come out to an event.
To come to a show, right.
And do the whole thing. Although I'm sure everybody's just longing for that too. But it was really exciting to put it together. I got a lot of yeses from some pretty incredible artists: Brian Adams, Sarah McLachlan, Jim Cuddy, Ed Robertson, Jan Arden, Chris Murphy, Joel Plaskett. It just goes on and on.
Danny Michelle, Jeremy Fisher, Tara Lightfoot, Sarah McDougal.
Yeah, Jill Barber.
Yeah.
Shakura Saida.
I want to tell how much I love you. I want to tell you how much I care. I want to wrap my arms around you, but to do or say anything would be unfair. This is where we say goodbye. This is not a love song. This is where I start crying. I gave you my heart and my soul. Now it's time to pull it back in. This is not a love song. Yesterday, I'm tired of living with all this sorrow, and with you in my life, I know there ain't no way, 'cause this is not a love song, this is where we say goodbye. This is where I start to cry.
Thank you.
ahead and tell me that our love doesn't have to end. And yeah, baby, I'm listening when you say, baby, we'll always be friends. But see, I gave you all I had to give, and I don't think there is much more. Now your bags are packed, we've said our goodbyes. Please, be quiet and walk out the door.
When I read over the list of this, I was thinking, you know, 10 years of putting together, because you guys were doing live shows and benefits in various venues around Southern Ontario,
yeah.
And primarily here in Hamilton, you would do the different venues. And so to an extent, that's easy because there's just, you know, there's like a couple sound checks and there are a couple of people that you know. With this one, it's all online. So the technical part of this kind of gives me a little bit of a reservation. How do you how do you feel about the virtual world as far as performing right now?
I don't have the first clue. I mean, Luke and I for White Horse, we were doing and right from the first week of lockdown, we were doing online shows,
right?
Like once a week for the first 12 weeks of lockdown. And I mean, we had ridiculous technical difficulties pretty much every single show.
Sure, yeah.
So like, we don't know the first thing. So I have handed this off to someone else. I mean, I am like helping to bring it all together and plan it, and but I have a wonderful person who is actually taking on the technical side of things, and Janine Stoll as well, one of the co-founders. She's way more web savvy than I, so she will be kind of at the helm of this as well.
Come on down from the ledge with your pretty wings spread, fly me through the steel tower night. So blasé. She's a stoner, you're a taker. She's a muse, she's a faker, and you like it that way.
So I guess for you, it's just, well, you have to do your obligatory press, which we're doing right now to people like me, and then perform. How did you, with some of the people that you got on this bill, these are people that you've played with for years and known, but are they all in line with the Lady Bird Sanctuary? Meaning, do they always do a lot of charity work?
I think a lot of them typically do. I mean, some of the artists, I'm not totally sure, what their history is with that, but I know a lot of them, especially the big names, you know, I was really moved by how, you know, first of all, like how quickly some of these like major artists got back to me, like just instantly, you know, like it was pretty amazing and just like, just so generous and just so willing. So it's hopeful. It's promising. You know, we're, you know, we've all been experiencing kind of the dark side of the world. The last 2020 has, you know, delivered some blows. And so it's nice to see those silver linings.
This is our only chance for certain happenstance, some scrappy happiness. It's time to hit the bricks beyond the Palisades, your solo record play. A lonely pine tree sways somewhere out in the sticks. I lose myself out here. I never see things clear. I do not care, my dear, about anything but you. I'll thank my lucky stars. I'll hang from monkey bars. I'll drive in rusty cars to do the things I do. It's not your fault. This life's a lightning bolt. It's not your fault, this life's a lightning bolt. It's no one's fault, my life's a lightning bolt. Corrective surgery, charge me with perjury. Between my teeth, I will not sell you out, no matter what they shout. I do not have a doubt that beauty loves the beat.
night, we picked the toughest lot. The place we were before, we made the memory. One thing I know for sure is we need uncertainty. A sky so bright and pure. Let me get particular. Chance. Cutting corners, cutting rugs at the dance. Killing time, I'm killing it right now. I'm a getting going, getting lit somehow. 35, I need a few more years, but I only need a few more tears. 36, I'm only getting started. What does become of the broken heart? Swaying on a summer's night, raging on against a dying light. I was sick, but I've been cured. Gentlemen, ladies, rest assured, it's not your fault.
I see us turning the corner, and I like the event that you guys are putting on. I was thinking about, okay, now we have everybody that's performing virtually. There's also a VIP section where, can you explain that end of it as well?
Yeah, so the first hour of the show, the majority of the concert is totally free to anyone who wants to watch on Facebook Live or on our Lady Bird YouTube channel. You can access it there easily. You can share it. You can watch it again and again. And then for the headliners, the artists that I had mentioned, which will be about like a half an hour portion of the show, that'll be the second part of the show. And that will be for Lady Bird monthly donors. Mm-hmm. So if people want to have access to that show, we would love for them to sign up as a Lady Bird monthly donor. And you can choose your amount, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. So that's like, you know, what, like half a Starbucks coffee?
Sure.
For a month, something like that.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. With my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances and making believe they're true. Oh, give me your lips for just a moment. My imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. To build a dream on.
So we hope that people will sign up. Our monthly donors are very precious to us. It's it helps, you know, keeps us going and able to do the rescues that we do. So we thought that would be a good way to encourage people to sign up. And then you get to watch, you know, some pretty spectacular artists perform.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, 'cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, I'm sure of that.
I'm not afraid to
we at the point now, because of this 10-year anniversary, that financially it is possible for you guys to fund a farm, or will this be an ongoing thing that you'll do in order to achieve the goals?
I think we are definitely ready. It took us 10 years to feel like we are ready to take that on. Financially speaking, it is going to be an ongoing thing, because running a farm is going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot.
I asked the question because I don't know, right? I'm a city kid, right? I'm just like,
totally,
what do you, I mean,
too.
You get me out in the yard, okay, I'll dig up that flower, but this isn't farming. This is like quasi-gardening. Now you're talking about feed, maintenance, and then there's the cleaning and the care and the medical costs of all of these animals and different species. And
yeah, totally. You know, it gets pretty pricey. And, you know, we've done a lot of research over the years. We've traveled to many different sanctuaries and done workshops and, hung out with the people who run these places and pick their brains. And so we've done the work. And we have an incredible community of supporters. Like, it's just grown so much over a decade. And so we feel like we have such a good team and such a good community and people who want to see this happen. In the last 10 years, it's really just been volunteer foster homes, a circuit of volunteer foster homes, and that's what's kind of kept this thing going. But to have an actual space would be amazing. You know, we want to start small, so it's not like we're going to get a farm and just start, you know, rescuing a ton of animals. We're going to, you know, kind of continue to do what we do on the same scale, and then, you know, slowly add, farm animal rescues and just take it slowly, because we don't want to be crushed under the weight of this. We want to succeed, succeed for the animal.
She's my polyrhythm, carrying my heart like a beat. So fast.
my breath, say melody. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants fish. Go, go. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants fish. Go, go. Everyone wants guns, she runs guns, everyone wants, there she goes.
You're doing some wonderful work, and I got to tell you, I've always caught the shows that were at the St. Hollywood back here in town and wherever it was done. Mm-hmm. And on a side note, I know that you can buy some merchandise to help support the cause, and mm-hmm. I bought some hot sauce a couple of years ago. And like a typical goofball, I was like, oh, it won't be that hot, it won't be whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I ate it and went, oh, I misinterpreted this completely. And I was just like, you got to remember, this is all before the hot, spicy chicken thing that's on YouTube all the time, that guy. But then I was just thinking the other day, I'm like going, I think
this just melt your brain.
Yeah, it caught me off guard, but it was tasty.
It was good. I was hooked.
Were you really? Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
I was
well,
like,
I'm a hot sauce fanatic.
Right. Like, okay. So
like if I'm not crying by the end of a meal, I'm not satisfied. So I have to like douse everything I eat in hot sauce.
Well, I think you should send a bottle of it to a Hot Ones, to that guy Sean and his crew. All right, because I think that would be wonderful if they got a hold of that and went, you know, if you buy this, then it'll go to this animal farm for everyone.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. It would be super, because a lot of those guys that they have on, they're always holding up a bottle and going, I really like this. And, you know, I mean, I just saw Dawson's sauce, Sean Dawson's hot sauce, who's from Hamilton. Matthew McConaughey likes it, and so does Sam Smith. So I don't know. One extra plug doesn't hurt anything. Hey, thank you for everything. Thank you for taking time to chat with us.
Thank you so much.
And one more time, where do we go to log on and to make a donation?
So visit ladybirdanimalsanctuary.com. for all the details of the show and to sign on as a monthly donor and to register for the show. You can also visit our Facebook page, Instagram, and we have tons of information there too.
I drove into the cold, white knuckled, blind and bold, shining white and gold, the colors in my soul. How I wound up here, was I a souvenir? We lost our landing gear, we circled in the cold until we disappeared. Like missing mountaineers into the atmosphere, to where we'll never know, in purgatory cove. I wait in purgatory cove. I wait in purgatory cove. Purgatory Cove. I keep a secret here, a secret so severe. I sing on your radio, my signal comes and goes. I sleep in the maple leaves, I hide in the gentle breeze, I blend into the trees, I scare the animals away. How did it come to this? In a forbidden kiss, white and gold, somewhere my soul in purgatory cove. I wait in purgatory cove. I wait in purgatory cove. I wait in purgatory cove. Choir here, and I just disappear, and I don't sing too loud, and I just blend into the crowd in purgatory cove. I wait in purgatory cove.
leads to one last night. Through the chaos, through the fire, I'll be with you. When the mountains are crashing down and the hourglass breaks, and the world that you've known all along just can't be saved.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
So many miles. Now I feel old. Thank you. doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean anything at all. The life I've left behind me is a cold room.
Hamilton's Escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
All right, my next guest is someone that I've known for about 20 years, and he suffers from mush brain, much like I do, because sometimes he'll spend days and days and days without sleeping and working in a studio. And I was sitting here trying to figure out a while back, like, how did I first meet Mike Keir? And I can't remember because he's always been one of those guys that I've known. Threshold Recording Studios, Mike Keir, welcome to Steel City Music, buddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. I was trying to figure out, was it the Astronauts?
It's got to be Evil Engine.
Or was Evil Engine?
And yeah, with Tyler. That's got to be the start.
Yeah, and that's like going back 20 years. But I mean,
at least 25 maybe.
Because with you and I, we've always had the same friends. We've always, like, we would always go to like the same show, and then all of a sudden, you know, and then I find out you're recording with, you were like picking up the recording thing years ago with the late, great Dan Akin. You worked with him. You worked with Glenn Marshall. You worked with a lot of different people. But that all comes in and out of my memory, right?
So yeah, like, but that's not even it. Like, when I started, I was working with Dan Akin, and then I worked with Glenn, yeah. and then I was flying down to New York City.
What were you doing in New York?
I was interning with a guy named Joel Hamilton.
Okay.
Who runs a studio called Studio G, and he's, you know, like his partner Tony Mamone is like was the bass player for. They had a beautiful studio in New York in Brooklyn,
right?
And so. After I was working with Dan and the studio I had with Glenn called Vibe Wrangler, I wanted to pick up my chops and do something different. And so I was flying down to Brooklyn like constantly and staying, like sleeping on my buddy's couch or sleeping on their couch. And I was returning, and they were really, really helpful. Like, you know, Joel's a multi Grammy winner engineer. And it was really interesting because I just wanted to like learn. And I reached out to a bunch of dudes in Toronto. Nobody wanted to f*** me.
Yeah.
And then I started reaching out a little bit bigger to people that made records. Like, he did the Black Rock record, which is like when the Black Keys partnered with like all these hip hop artists, like from Pharrell Monch to Mos Def. I watched that on YouTube and was like, these are the dudes I want to with. Like, I this is where I want to be.
Right.
And so I started flying down there and spending like, you know, like 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there. Aaron Neville, I sat on like an Aaron Neville session and helped out on that. Basically I just wanted to go to a place that I thought represented what I value, in music, which is like a really good recording space.
Right.
Where the vibes are right, and like not too commercial, but like hit in the right spots. And so I would just fly down there all the time.
That's a great education right there.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to get my chops.
Yeah.
You know, like simple as that. And I wanted to do something like that in Hamilton. I wanted to offer something that was like a world class, but like not like a cheesy world class. something that was like a legit world class, like right. where it's like real people making real records.
Right.
And that's what I try. That's what I try to do in Hamilton.
It's funny now that you we're chatting here on the phone, and I'm trying to put some timelines together. But when did Threshold Recording Studio start? Like, what year was it?
I'm bad with dates, but it's got to be about 12. No, it's got to be about 10 years ago.
Yeah, so it's 10 years, which seems a lot longer, to be honest. I don't know, maybe it's the COVID, the pandemic, or whatever. Time is slowing down for all of us. But it starts up 10 years, and you record with all these different people.